Right now, time for another Tibbetts Talk as we get ready for Tibbetts Summer Theater, the 2021 version, which will look different than 2020 and different than 2019, but in its own special way will be kind of neat. Still out of the ponds, the new artistic director this year for Tibbetts Summer Theater, Peter Riopel, in the studio with us. Now, last year you were here kind of in that transition role with, right, with Charles Burr, and you were in the cast, and so you actually got a chance to work out of the ponds. So you see how that kind of works, though, too. People probably don't realize how much there is in the off-season for you guys, right, especially as the artistic director, to put all this together, right?
That's right. Yeah, actually, February through June is actually my busiest, you know, season. Once we get sort of up and running, you can delegate a little bit more, but, like, that's sort of my baptism by fire, yeah,
Are some of those checklist things that you do during that time period?
Well, obviously, first things first, which is the casting, which is always sort of this massive Tetris game of, you know, you go to a bunch of auditions all across the country and, you know, also at universities and things. So, you know, you're just trying to pull in and, you know, see exactly how you're going to, you know, cast, what are, you know, the tracks of each season, how many actors can you get in how many shows and what roles. And, you know, generally we do 7 shows, you know, a year, you know, 4 main stage and 3 children's shows. And so, you know, the actors sort of have to fit in all of the roles in each of them. So it's quite a
plus
quite
the tech crew to go along with.
Plus the tech crew, right? Exactly, and then on top of that, all the housing. You know, we do have a company manager that you know aids with all of the housing and transportation and things like that. But you know, I have a hand in that too. So yeah, it's quite a few balls in the air.
So let's talk a little about the venue again this year at the Ponds of Coldwater. And it was kind of a tough decision to go. Okay, do you go back to the theater? Do you stay at the Ponds?
Right.
A lot of things went into that because there were a lot of unknowns.
That's right. That's right. We had really, really, truly hoped to be back in the theater, and we had actually originally in the fall when things looked like they were getting better, we had planned an entire season for indoor. So I actually, you know, did 5 weeks and put together a whole indoor season, and that's, you know, 2 days, 3 days later, that's when the cases started jumping again. So there was a lot of discussion about, do we wait for the governor, do we wait for, you know, all of the guidance, or do we just, and we waited as late as we could, and then finally and the cases were spiking again. We had that big spike, you know, just a month or so ago, and that was when the decision was being made. So we just decided to make sure that we were going to absolutely 100% have a season, that we would do it again at the Ponds.
Well, because the shows would be different.
Yes.
Casting would be different, whether you did them indoor or you do them outdoors.
That's so right. Much bigger shows indoors. So, you know, we're keeping them more intimate again this year. But I also chose the shows so that one thing that we had last summer was, you know, because we had planned an indoor season and then did most of it outdoors, we had some limitations with the Ponds. We didn't really know what we, you know, were getting into. We learned a lot this year, and so I kind of picked the titles, the shows, to actually use the environment of the Ponds, you know. For instance, we're doing on Golden Pond, you know, out at the Pond. So, you know, it's a lake house right, yeah, out there, you know. The Fantastics is a show that works perfectly in an intimate setting with, you know, out under the stars. So Your Good Man Charlie Brown is our third offering. And that's, you know, I mean, like, everything happens outside. Snoopy's doghouse, the baseball field, yeah, you know, Lucy's psychiatrist's office is outside. So, you know, it lends itself, this season lends itself to that space.
Yeah, well, you've kind of brushed in all the shows, except for the opening show is going to be another fun one with your Broadway review, right?
That's right. The Best of Broadway is a musical review of sort of almost like a musical history lesson of, you know, a Broadway, like from the birth of Broadway all the way chronologically, essentially, through, you know, the big mega musical, or through the Golden Age, and then, you know, the 70s with the pop rock musicals, and then into the big mega musicals of the 80s and 90s, and then right up through Hamilton. So, you know, anybody that loves Broadway is going to just adore that show.
Peter Riopel, he's the artistic director for Tibbetts Summer Theater on our Tibbetts Talk this morning. Obviously, theaters around the country have been shut down. Tibbetts is one of the few, actually, that last summer was able to do something
That's
out there.
Right.
Broadway's talking about opening up soon, and some of the others. As an actor, someone involved in the business, I mean, there's a thirst for you guys to get back on stage. Are you finding that with the people that you're hiring, that they like, yes,
absolutely. Last year, I was just talking about this the other day with someone. Last year, we kind of got the pick of the litter because, you know, we were one of the only theaters in the country doing anything at all. So, and it seems to kind of have gone that way again this year because things have been so gray and volatile, you know, that, again, we were able to get really, really fine performers to commit early on, yeah. which was great. So our cast, all of them this year, are just top-notch, and we're really excited.
Well, we'll meet them throughout the summer here on our Tibbetts Talks and then talk more individually about some of the shows as we go. But, again, there's a little something for everybody. You've got the drama with On Golden Pond. You've got the fun musical stuff
right.
with Charlie Brown
yep.
and all of that in there. So, really, you try to make a good mix with this, I think, this year.
Always, like, you know, we want to offer something for everyone. Charlie Brown was specifically we chose for the kids because we weren't able to do a popcorn show this year. So we wanted something specifically for them, you know. And all of the Broadway lovers, we want some, you know, On Golden Pond has some drama and comedy. And you'll see a lot of familiar faces this year, too, if you come out to see us.
Very cool. Much more information available on their website. Tickets, information, and all that available at tibbetts.org. Peter, we'll see you throughout the summer.
All right, terrific.
Peter Riopel, he's the new artistic director, but a very familiar face with the Tibbetts Summer Theater Company on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.